We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We'll probably crack open a couple beers before we get off the air, too, during Weekend Slate.
Look, you can try to pretend. You are currently drinking a beer.
Yeah.
We'll open more later. We had a company party situation.
Yes.
So we went down just to be like, hey, we exist.
Yeah, we had
to say. We're on the air. We're sorry. I got a raffle ticket that I can't use, but I brought Grant back up a sandwich.
Yeah.
I brought Grant back up a beer.
Yep.
A beer. You got a beer? And then we'll crack a few open up before the weekend.
All is good. All is good. I could get
nice little Friday.
I could get down with this lunch in the building on Fridays and beer. I mean, that's I'm good. Good with that.
I like the idea of just turning Friday into like a mini party at this show. Starting,
we've talked about it. We've talked about it. The final hour on Friday should just be multiple people from the station just
cocktails.
Randomly come in studio. We just have some different drinks. Yeah, just whatever. Carrington challenged us to play bags or cornhole. We're like, you wanted to play right now. We're like, we got a show still to do. C-Dot. But we'll
still
gladly
air.
We are not running away from that challenge, though.
Absolutely not.
No. It's happening.
I like how Rob is going to talk trash in some game event after I destroyed him in the combine. I'm like, what's he going to do? I feel like his hubris in this is going to shine through. I don't know if you're any good at bags.
It's been a while since
I played.
But
nobody's that bad.
Last time I played was in the Arrowhead parking lot was the last time I played last season. So it's been a little bit.
Wrong. Didn't you?
Because the girl that I went on the date with last week, by the way, remember the whole reason we had to go to where we went was because she wanted to play outdoors cornhole. I told you the date didn't go well anyway. We didn't even play cornhole after the whole thing, the bags or anything. Like, so it was like, what the? It was all waste. All the waste. So there you go.
Grant, how's your dating life? Is it better than Gold's? He's been on one date in the last year and it went poorly. I know it's more than that. I was just being jokey.
I got another date tonight.
I'm really rooting for that one. She seems much more level.
The texting conversation already tells me she's normal compared to the
last setup.
Uh-huh.
There's no way she listens to this show, so there's no concern.
Let's hope not.
Are you single, Grant?
Mostly, yes.
What the hell does that mean? Mostly was not the answer I was expecting.
He paused, and then he said, mostly.
What do you mean, mostly?
Well, I've been seeing this girl for a little while, but there's
how long is a little while?
Not quite a month.
Okay.
We've been on
five
days.
He really is kindly in the mostly.
There's nothing official, but like, in the offing.
Hmm.
You're not exploring other options at the moment.
Correct.
Is that how you would put
it?
Correct.
Hmm.
Okay. Can't speak for her, though.
Oh.
I'm just saying, I can't speak for
her. We can't verify it. Fair enough.
Does she say she's not seeking other options at the moment?
I mean, not explicitly.
Mm.
Interesting.
It's been implied, though, I think.
Yeah, sure. I think if you're dating someone for a month, if you go on enough dates, they don't even have enough time to go on other dates. Like, if you're seeing each other enough, when are you seeing these other people?
Are you guys hanging out this weekend?
Sunday, yeah. After all the Father's Day stuff.
Oh, fair enough. Father's Day. What do you guys you do? And we'll get to it during Weekend Slate, I guess.
Yeah, let's save it for Weekend Slate.
That's good. I was going to ask you what you're doing for Father, if you know what you're getting for Father's Day or anything like that. But I'll hold off till we get the Weekend Slate. I did want to talk a little more Royals for a second. The text line saying Grant, by the way, if it's not Facebook, it's not official.
I said mostly.
He said mostly.
You were asking me earlier, like, what do I think is the biggest mistake the Royals have made this season? I think the one that is highlighted is the decision at the time to move Junis back to the bullpen, and it could just not have gone any worse. It backfired on them in a big, big way. The evaluation process and the decision might have been fine, but it backfired. We can all agree.
Yeah,
it backfired.
We liked the decision making or the reason behind the decision making, but the decision
weird
was bad.
Because despite how things have turned in the last 3 weeks or so, and look, right now they're in the middle of a 6-game losing streak, and they're 7 games under 500 as they get set to take on the Red Sox tonight. And by the way, we still don't know who the starting pitcher is. I haven't seen that come across yet. We'll keep our eyes peeled for that, but find out if it's going to be Danny Duffy. Is he coming back? Is it Kowar getting another start, his third start? We'll find out. It's weird. It is disappointing as post-April has been, because we got our hopes up certainly with April and maybe thinking, hey, this might happen a year early. I don't think there's been a ton of mistakes this year at the big league level from a general manager decision-making process. You want to have an issue with the fact, and you and I talked about that, all right, while Benintendi's out on injury, why isn't Edward Olivares getting more of an opportunity? Instead, he continues to get seesawed back and forth between AAA and Major League Baseball. But as far as it's had a true impact, look, some of the players flat out just have not performed. Jorge Soler, Hunter Dozier, injuries, Adalberto Mondesi, now Andrew Benintendi, unfortunately, that Danny Duffy. Like, there's been, everything has gone wrong here recently, unfortunately. And I think you couple the month of April that got some people's hopes up, and we were loving it. And then you couple it with the fact that while the team has struggled, if the young pitchers, if you told me the team was still struggling, even though they go hand in hand, but Jackson Coar had a good start or two, or Daniel Lynch had a good start or two, I think it'd be an easier pill to swallow for Royals fans, because now you've got Royals fans not only looking at present day what the team looks like, but a little concerned about the future, because some of these young pitchers, in fact, all of them have shown signs of issue, you know, having issues.
Sure.
And certainly the two most notable have been Coar and Lynch in the very, I'll say it, small sample size, but they haven't given you a lot of hope.
I like to be fair in my criticism of the team. And look, there's more than enough ways to be critical of this team at the moment. I like to be fair in my criticism. So I've told you before about the issues or the ways in which I had a problem with some of the Royals development, coaching staffs in the past, things Dayton's done that I didn't understand, all those things. In this case, what did he do wrong? What did Matheny do wrong? Other than maybe, I think the biggest one would be just trusting veterans too much. Like, oh, they've been there and done that. I hate that sentence. If they keep getting their teeth kicked in, then I don't want to have it. Been there and done that. The bullpen, that's where they've mostly had that problem. Like, I don't care. They're not doing it now. And this is a what have you done for me lately business. And I firmly believe in that. And I would rather, like they did the first time, trust in youth and teach them to play in those moments. Ned Yost had it right. I had criticisms of Ned too, but he had it right with Alcides Escobar. He kept hitting him in big time moments, even though it was stupid. Because you're like, you can't win this game. Escobar's not going to get the hit. But he did all of that, and it turned into the right decision, because when the big moment came up for Escobar, it wasn't new to him. And so for me, that would be the only thing. Because other than that, you're right. It's on the players. This is more on the players this year, especially since the hot start, than it is on the management. Look, there's still a limit of talent on the team to how far that talent is going to take them. But come on, man. Dozier's bad. Soler's bad. Coar and Lynch have gotten rocked. Like, you, Mondesi's hurt. You get on the field and play well, play normal. Like, by the way, just play average. And we're having a very different conversation. They're probably only 500, but still, 500 is better than what we thought they were going to be.
So the Royals will start a weekend series against the Boston Red Sox. We'll let you know if, before we get off the air today and hand things off to the drive, if they announce who the starting pitcher is. And it's interesting. The reason why you're like, why do you care so much? Well, is Danny Duffy getting reactivated off the IL? And then, of course, are they giving Coar another start? I mean, that's what we're interested in. We know Jacob Junis is not a factor because he did pitch last night down in AAA Omaha, or up in AAA Omaha. So that's where things are at on that. Let's get to a random question of the day.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Grant. And over on the Jay Southland Toast Service text line, 913-576-7610. Whether you've taken one recently or took one back in middle school, because we all did that. I want to know, because we know what we do for a living. Tell me Tell me what you do for a living now, but what your career test said you should do. We both took new ones. I remember the last one I remember taking was like eighth grade, and they said I should be an FBI agent. That did not work out. I did not become an FBI agent.
That's a scary thought, by the way.
Why? You don't think I could be trusted in authority?
You got pretty queasy when you were talking about people being dismembered in Airbnbs.
You think I'd have to deal with that a lot as an FBI agent?
I don't think you would a whole lot.
I don't really. It depends on what department you're in, probably, right?
Cyber division.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think all the departments are dealing with the dismemberment. That's like the serial killer stuff.
You know, when you're watching movies, or when, you know, sometimes online when you download music or whatever and there's the FBI disclaimer, that's the department Cody would be in.
I can handle that department.
Cody would be in the FBI department.
Enforcement.
Anti-piracy is where you would be.
Maybe, but it said I should be an FBI agent. I took one.
For ripping off Boyz II Men songs. That's why you're disqualified.
I took one recently because I wanted a recent answer to this as well, and we all took one too. The answer I got was I mean, there were four. They were all mechanical engineering based. None of them were communications.
Hmm.
They were all, you should be a mechanical engineer, or you should be, one was sheet metal worker, like our
local
friends
union
over,
number
local,
two.
Local union number two, sheet metal workers.
That's right.
Done some fine charity work, helping them decide on, you know, their grants every year. But they were all like mechanical engineering based, which is hilarious because it's the exact opposite of the type of job I do.
So we both took the exact same test yesterday to see the update on it. And so the three that it came up with, one was the public relations manager.
That tracks.
The other one was like head of HR training manager, like in terms of travel across the country and train people.
I'm sorry if you do that job. Because we all like different jobs. That sounds awful for me.
And the other one was like development manager. It was a lot of like management and leadership type position stuff.
Do you feel like you're a leader?
I mean,
you're a leader of men and women?
Sure. Sounds great. But no, sports talk host did not pop up on that. I don't think that's an option, Cody. That was always the frustration. Anytime you had that, there was never an option that said radio host. Yeah. They didn't want to give you that option because they don't want. Do you think now that you got apparently so many?
I had to fill that out till it said professional baseball player or something when I was in the third grade.
We had a conversation on here before on the show, and people on the text line agreed that it's true. If you're a teacher now, so many, especially if you're like elementary school or middle school. A lot of them now are like, oh, I'm just going to be a YouTube star or a TikTok star.
Which is insane to me.
But that's a real answer that people have now.
From the 816, FBI is mostly terrorism now. I could be taking down terrorists. I could have been taking down terrorists right now.
No, you can.
That's what I could have been
doing. We're in a lot better shape, thank goodness. Thank goodness you're not a part of
the
that.
The world is a safer place because I didn't become an FBI agent.
I don't think you could. I don't think you're serious.
From 913.
I don't think you're serious.
I should be an engineer.
Person.
I teach high school math. That's close. Like you teach math. At least those are related.
Oh man, what else we got? What else do we have on here?
I took the test. The same test you guys took. You guys sent it over to me.
Yeah.
We must have had similar answers, Cody, or they just don't have that many options. Because electrical engineer, sheet metal worker, or mechanical engineer technician.
Oh. We're
finding out here what's going on.
You must have also enjoyed some of this. Because it would ask things like, would you like learning about how to break down a cell? I'm like, yes, obviously I would want to learn about that. Right? I mean, those are some of the questions and Gold was like, hell no. No, I don't want to learn about it.
It would be interesting to know.
It says, would you dislike, are you neutral, or do you like installing a hardwood floor? What do you think my answer was on that? Dislike?
I kind of like doing that stuff.
Research the properties of nuclear energy?
That sounds interesting to me.
Mm. Yeah, this is bad because I'm agreeing with whatever Cody says.
Mm-hmm. See, this is why we got the same answers.
Mm-hmm.
Inspect a roof for leaks? Look.
That sounds terrible. I don't want to do that.
I put dislike on that. I put dislike on used precision machines to build custom metal parts. That's where Cody got his sheet metal going there.
I guess I must have said, I don't know, I don't mind working with tools, obviously. That's not your thing. You paid someone to build your IKEA furniture.
Absolutely.
So there was no way you were getting mechanical engineer.
Task rabbit that up. Yeah.
There was no way you were getting mechanical engineer.
Yeah, TV stand. I'm the one putting that together. I was proud that I even was able to put together the Traeger. That was a big deal for me.
Is it four pieces?
It's not many. It still took me a while.
That's a grand. We're just
I can't read the instructions like that without looking at it 20 times to actually understand what it's saying.
We should have done personality types because I'm imagining ours would have been different on that.
Well, obviously. I think that's a no-brainer. Someone says they were told they would be an architect, took calculus 3 different differential equations. Now they're a social worker.
Well, those are very different jobs. But that was it. When I was in school, all I did was math and science stuff.
I feel like people rig these though now because you can answer it to where you hope you get the answer you're expecting.
Sure, but I legitimately answered it the way I felt.
Someone says mine said to be an astronaut back in middle school or whatever. Currently, I've been laid off and drink way too much beer.
Those are close.
Space.
Those are close. The social worker versus he took calculus. You know how hard calculus 3 is? Do you even take calculus 1?
No, this was the crappy thing.
Calculus? You went to journalism school.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know.
I've taken calculus, were you doing?
I have no idea why I had to. I took up to calculus, and I'm terrible at math. I had to take up to calculus for a journalism degree. Yeah. Explain that one to me, why that was a requirement. You think I'm ever going to touch calculus the rest of my life?
What, did you get a D? Or did you pull a C? I'm not giving you. There's just no way you got it.
No, I know. I didn't get that. It was either a C minus or a D plus in calculus. Yeah.
Hey, you got through it.
Yeah.
It's all that matters.
Now it doesn't even matter at all. That's the beautiful thing.
That's all that matters. See.
But yeah. I don't know why I had to take. I also had to take 4 semesters of Spanish.
Why?
I mean, now and I should take that back. Why it wasn't needed at the time, but I would say, at this point, if you told me if I were to go back and ask my parents, if I was in first grade, I wish they would have made me start taking Spanish then. I would love to know now. It was very difficult to start picking up though without going to study abroad at that point in time.
Yeah, probably. From the 913, this person can actually help me with two things.
Yeah.
I have a music theory and composition degree, can obviously help me with my songs. Oh. And landscape for a living. Hate doing my yard work. This is really great. We should be friends, 913.
I'm glad you brought up yard work. Did you see my tweet yesterday? Last night. So I was in Instagram, and you know the Instagram ads will pop up. And so this ad pops up, and it's for lawn mowing simulator.
What the hell would I do that for?
And so I asked the question,
who wants to play a
lawn mowing simulator game? I said, don't people hate it? And I got a lot of responses, including from Vern and others, saying they love mowing the yard. But are you going to play a simulator? If you love mowing your yard, why don't you just mow your actual yard or your neighbor's?
Or mow mine.
Or Cody's. A lawn mowing simulator game? That's a thing. Apparently, I saw an ad pop up. I don't know why they targeted me. They're like, oh, this guy seems like
this guy with his apartment building.
This guy seems right up the demo for this one.
It was the dad vibe you're giving off. They just figured you were going to brush off your New Balances
on Instagram. I've never owned a pair of New Balances ever.
It's just the dad. Those are the dad shoes.
That's what. Someone asked Vern if he has some New Balances or not.
No. There's just no way. There's just no way. We got very different jobs. You would be working in the marketing or human resources department
refuse to work in HR though.
Why?
That's
a communications job.
That's just not me. I don't want to be dealing with that crap.
You just tell them to stop being babies. That's probably going to get me fired if I take that job. I'm non-confrontational generally speaking.
Cody would just tell everybody just man up. That's what Cody's response
That's what Wood said to you, not me. I didn't say that. Those are very different scenarios. No, I would absolutely not drive a lawn mowing simulator. That sounds so boring, right?
They've got truck driving simulator games.
They
do.
They have farm simulator. They have
got a bunch of
train simulator games. They've got.
Give me a plane.
The train plane,
of course, plane.
Do anything. I put
a VR headset on Gold Grant, and he wouldn't walk a fake plank off of a building.
Yeah, so this VR headset was real, man. This was crazy. So it was a VR headset, and it was a game where you were on the top of the skyscraper, and you had to walk out on the ledge. And even though I was in Cody's living room,
he wouldn't do it.
It messes with your senses. It makes you think you're there. It's virtual reality. And so I couldn't take the next step forward. I couldn't do it.
I
was going to fall off the building, and it messed with my senses. Yeah. I don't like heights anyway. I've told you that. I'm not a big fan.
Heights.
But it's virtual reality. It's made to simulate, what it actually would be like. Someone says they had have a music education degree. They now own ATMs. So what do you service them or? Interesting. What do you mean you own the ATMs? You must be someone that installs them or something. I don't know.
Dope. By the way, E16, what's your favorite bar in Westport? Kelly's. We've established this.
We've been there
multiple
times, yeah.
We've long established
that's
this.
That's where that's where we've had multiple show related things. Our fantasy baseball league had a hangout there.
Someone says they have a bachelor's and master's degree in voice opera performance and currently work at Quick Trip. The only other guy I know who has a degree in opera is now a software engineer. He went back to school for that stuff.
It just reminds you, man.
How many jobs are there?
So many different. All these texts just remind you overall that it really, you just never know where life's going to take you.
Do you think that's the next song I should do?
Oh, gosh.
You don't even know what it would sound like.
I mean, I would laugh.
It would sound bad.
I would laugh. I would laugh entirely at it.
I will improvise an opera song for you at 1:30. It'll be 30 seconds long, and it'll be about the Royals winning tonight. I could do that. I won't even write it.
Wow. Is that really that? You really want to do that?
Sure.
I guess I got
to
drink
I'm just trying to think about how it's going to sound.
I got to drink some more beer before this happens.
Yeah, sure. It's probably just going to be a direct ripoff of the dun, 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 dun. But, I'll give it some effort.
Is it going to be sports related or what?
Yes, it'll be Royals related.
Someone says they are a fire science major. That actually sounds really interesting.
That sounds
dope. Went through the fire academy. Wow. They said they work for FedEx now or whatever.
They should work for Keller Fire and Safety.
They went through the fire academy. That's impressive.
That is cool. Very cool. Look, we all do different things.
That is the random question of the day. Coming up in 10 minutes, your next chance at $1,000 in our national cash contest. So the NBA, if we're being realistic about the complaints some people have with it, you know, like there's some that are just frankly false, which is still a narrative that some people will put out as, you know, they don't play defense or whatever, right? That was always the go-to for a lot of people that don't like the NBA. The NBA, though, this is a change that I'm all about. So they want to change the unnatural shooting motion and make a rule change for it. Because if you're watching the NBA and you notice, like, James Harden does this a ton.
Sure.
Trae Young, where they're, like, they, as far as I'm concerned, they have no intention of even making the shot. They're just trying to draw the foul at the three-point line, for example. And it's, to me, that's just not pleasing to the eyes to watch. Nobody likes watching that. And so the NBA Competition Committee is going to explore changing some of these. They want to limit players like Trae Young and James Harden from leaning backwards and sideways to draw fouls. I'm all for this. It absolutely, to me, makes it a more enjoyable product.
Does it make a difference? I mean, if you get fouled and you throw the ball towards the hoop,
yeah, but
you
is it
shooting.
Fun seeing someone consistently
shoot free throws?
Stop at the 3-point line and then lean to the left and have really no intention of actually trying to make the shot for the most part? Occasionally,
I mean,
they
he's
do.
Still trying to make the
but you
shot,
know what I'm saying?
But, he
jumping to the left on purpose to go into a guy. You can say, oh, that's just gamesmanship, yeah, but not on a regular, not if it happens all the time across the NBA. And so I'm glad they're going to address this and change it up. You think it's, you don't think it impacts the game?
I don't know that it makes, like, to me, I understand what you're talking about. Like, people try to, like, limit flopping in soccer or in the NBA. And this is kind of like the next mode. They've gone hard after flopping in the NBA, right? You can get penalized or fined or suspended for those things. So this is like the next thing. Because it's not flopping because I am still technically shooting. I feel like it's a skill set to encourage contact. That's part of my job. My job is,
look,
if you're
James
near
Harden
me.
James Harden mastered
look,
it.
Sometimes it goes too far. It's like the spider tech thing with pitching. Because sometimes you're just essentially jumping sideways into me.
Yes.
And there's nothing I can do about it. Just call it different. Like, don't get rid of it. Call it an offensive foul. Like, I'm not saying, like, eliminate it at all. Just call it an offensive foul. And look, especially if they're the person who initiates the contact, I would just feel like that's part of the NBA.
Text line, this is an interesting comparison. I think it's 913-576-7610 says, hey, it's like batters leaning into a pitch. Here's my only, I think it's a good comparison. My only pushback on it would be that what they're talking about in the NBA happens way more than a batter, like, really leaning into a pitch. Most of the time, batters actually do a decent job of getting out of the way. Of course, there's examples. There's guys that are more prevalent to lean in a little bit. The worst case scenario was Conforto of the Mets early this season.
Yeah.
But it's not a direct comparison because James Harden, Trae Young, and others, they do on a far more regular basis than any batter would ever as far as leaning into a pitch. Like, this is way past it.
It is. I know. But it, like, to me, it's just part of, like, we accept a certain amount of gamesmanship in every sport. If that makes sense. Like, we accept that Alex Gordon leans into a pitch a little
sure.
bit. Yeah. We all don't like the egregious versions of that. So, like, if you're just trying to take the top end of the top end out, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just trying to take away all, like, I'm leaning, because, like, I don't know, man, Steph Curry leans and makes all kinds of insane shots and is sometimes still fouled. And he should be able to go up there and step to the free throw line and take that fourth shot after that thing went in. And, like, and then it's like, to me, it like then becomes a little bit, honestly, a bit subjective, right? Because guys can't, like Steph Curry is the extreme example, but dude, he can make a shot. Are we sure he's not taking a shot? Just because are we sure he can't make that shot? Or is it just he can take that shot still? He's just not going to get the foul call anymore. And to me,
but
it's
you
like
know
just,
what I'm saying.
It doesn't. It doesn't change the game enough for me to make it.
But you know what I'm saying with James. I mean, James Harden is the. I mean, he's.
He's a bad offender. He's a bad offender.
You know, it sounds weird. Like, he started it. I mean, he really did. I mean, he started all of that. And so I'm glad at least they're going to take a look at it overall. It hasn't ruined the sport by any means, but I do think it's made things at times a little clunky and frustrating to watch as a fan. But the NBA playoffs, anyway, I know we don't talk a lot of NBA, but the playoffs have been fantastic. It's been wide open because of so many injuries and just the way the dynamic was with the early round games, having, you know, the Warriors and Lakers both out of the mix, and just to see how it's all gone, and now the MVP of the league's not in it, and then you've got teams blowing leads left and right. Usually it's Atlanta blowing
Everybody.
Leads. Instead, it was Atlanta helping themselves in that case. So it's been fun to watch a little NBA.
It's weird because, like, again, we covered this once, I think. I don't think anybody left has won a championship any earlier in about, like, 1985 in the league. I happen to come from a small market. So I'm all for different people winning things in sports where they're normally dominated.
You know, the NBA
the
is freaking
people.
Out about it, though. You would
of
say
course they are.
Because you would say normally.
And LeBron's out here being like, I told you we'd all get hurt. Like, oh, come on, man. Not helping.
Well, there was. I mean, it's not helping, but there were a lot of discussions, in fairness, before the season started about how the NBA was putting together the scheduling and said, hey, look, if we're going to, you know, this is too many games. This play-in round tournament deal is a mistake and all that. So there were people criticizing before the injuries happened as well. There's no doubt about that. But it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out in the next couple weeks or so. No question about that. All right, coming up next, we'll give you a chance at $1,000 in our national cash contest. We'll also talk about Mahomes' impact when it comes to the NBA and the NHL. And we'll get to the weekend slate.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Number one on What's Trending is your next chance right now at $1,000 in our national cash contest.
Your dash for the cash code word this hour in the national cash contest is stunt. STUNT stunt. Text that over to 72881. Be $1,000 winner in the national cash contest. Another chance coming up on the drive at 2:30. Complete rules, go to 610sports.com. Message and data rates may apply. The National Cash Contest is powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. That word was stunt. STUNT over to 72881.
Next up on What's Trending, the Royals this weekend open up a series starting tonight against the Boston Red Sox right here on 610 Sports Radio. Still awaiting word from the Royals on who the starter will be. We thought maybe by the time we got off the air today, we would.
Guess not.
But unless something happens in the next 30 minutes or so, not going to happen at least during our show.
Mike
could
Matheny's
it be Duffy?
Scheduled to talk at 2:40.
Okay, and there you go. We'll definitely know then. We'll definitely find out then.
I would think
maybe,
so.
Maybe Duffy gets reactivated off the IL. Maybe it'll be Jackson Coar making his third start and hopefully can give a little bit of signs that he's working on some things and seeing a little bit of progress there. But Royals, Red Sox this weekend.
Next up on What's Trending, the MLB Home Run Derby. Now, I wouldn't normally tell you in mid-June. That's something we'd be talking about, but Shohei Ohtani just dropped a dope hype video. He's going to participate in the Home Run Derby. And you can't tell me that that doesn't make you want to watch the Home Run Derby. Immediately more interested than I was 20 seconds ago before learning that information. Of course, I want to watch Shohei Ohtani hit home runs in the Home Run Derby. He already hits home runs as far as anybody in Major League Baseball, let alone when he's actually just swinging to do it. Plus the whole Babe Ruthian pitcher, hitter, whatever. Yeah. I hope he throws his own soft toss over and then runs back under the plate to slug a homer.
Yeah, this is cool. This is cool. Yes, it's far out from being the Home Run Derby, but this is where you need your big stars if you're Major League Baseball. There's nobody bigger in baseball right now than Shohei Ohtani. He's fascinating. He's clearly someone that you got to watch now that he's in the Home Run Derby. You know, typically there's some years where I'm more interested than others. Maybe I won't watch. Yeah, I got to watch this year. I mean, how can you not? How can you not watch Shohei Ohtani crush baseballs and knowing that he also can throw one 9,900 miles an hour?
First Japanese player ever to get to participate in Home Run Derby. Also the first pitcher ever, but that's a lot less surprising.
Yeah. No doubt about that. Next up on What's Trending, the U.S. Open taking place out at Torrey Pines Golf Course over in San Diego. Round two action today. So Richard Bland is your current leader. He is 6-under today. 5-under for the round through 16. Russell Henley is in second place. He hasn't teed off yet, it looks like. Francisco Molinari tied for third. John Rahm tied for fifth right now. He was a favorite heading in. Brooks Koepka's moved up the leaderboard, although he hadn't teed off today. I think some other guys have fallen back. Local products, we'll find out how the rest of the day goes. Gary Woodland, of course, We'll keep an eye on his performance
getting
ready
as well.
Off,
right?
Yes, that is right. He is teeing off in about 2 minutes. He is 3 over after shooting a 74 yesterday.
Not bad. Next up on What's Trending, Kemba Walker, part of a big trade today away from the Boston Celtics. That according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Now, look, it doesn't on paper make a lot of sense because they're shipping both Kemba Walker and their mid-round or mid-placement first-round pick from this year. They're not getting nearly as much back in return for that deal, including, I don't know, a second-round pick 2 years from now. But what they're, and Al Horford, what they're actually getting is freedom of money, Gold. Freedom of money. They wanted to clear some cap space, move forward, and then now the Celtics all over again. Now, this is under, presumably, now in charge, Brad Stevens. I don't know how that would have worked, before, but because everything's shifting around there right now, they have always been one of the more trade-happy, transaction-happy teams, certainly since their big three took the scene almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But another big trade in the NBA is the Celtics shedding Kemba Walker. He's going to head to Oklahoma City and his $76 million salary.
Brad Stevens being active already as the new GM, essentially,
of the
Celtics organization. Lastly, on What's Trending, Ditch Day next Thursday. Join us out at KC Live with Miller Lite. We're going to be out there having a good time as the Royals will take on the Yankees. They'll be in New York, so we'll be at KC Live. Find a way to get out of work a little bit early. Maybe you're not feeling so well. Maybe you got a long lunch with a client, something like that. Come on down to KC Live next Thursday. We'll be down there hanging out. Free admission. Ballpark food's going to be there. We're going to have ice cold beer from Miller Lite. All kinds of games. Some autograph swag available as well. So, yeah, head on down. Families are welcome, too. So you got the kids.
The admission is free.
School.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Ditch Day next Thursday down at KC Live. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We'll get to our weekend slate and be sure to start sending those in on the text line as well. 913-576-7610. What are you up to this weekend? Let
us
know.
Father's Day weekend?
Yeah, it's Father's Day weekend. Maybe you got some big plans. We'll talk about kind of what we're up to as well during the weekend slate. And I think we'll have to, I already have, as Cody said, a beer cracked open. I got to get Cody to crack one open here
Do I need to wait or just do it now?
You can do whatever you want to do. You got the KC Beer Co. as well over there. Yeah.
We can talk about it in a minute. There's no reason not to do that. Yeah, Cheers, friend.
Go for it. Cheers to you as well. A nice little Friday. I hope everybody's having a good Friday.
I'm drinking the Kolsch, in case anyone's curious.
That's perfect for summer. That's what we were saying. It's perfect for summer because it is hot outside. Like, you don't want to go probably the heavy route on the beer this week, but the Kolsch from KC Beer Company is fantastic. Although I think I'm going to go with the Hef a little bit here.
It's quite refreshing.
It's fantastic.
I don't think I've had this year's Kolsch. Like, I've had the Kolsch from them before, but I don't think I've had this one before.
Yeah, I think you can only get July.
Anytime we drink in the studio, I'm like depressed these windows don't open. Like, I know it's hot.
Cody wants
but,
a
like,
deck.
I want to I like to drink outside. I like to be outside for that. It's summer.
Yeah. Well,
I want him to build a deck out here, Grant. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be hot.
Yeah, but that's why you have an ice cold beer.
Mm-hmm. Problem solved. See,
there you go. We'll
have one now, and you can have one next Thursday if you join us in Ditch Day, courtesy of Miller Lite.
Yeah, so we'll get to the weekend slate coming up in just a little bit. But there was a hypothetical that one caller posed to The Drive yesterday, and it was caller Brad. And just listen to this. I'm curious where you guys stand on it.
Kansas City gets an NHL team and an NBA team, but Mahomes is guaranteed to retire in 10 years. Can you take the deal?
Pass. Come on, man. Why are you going to cut yourself short? You know how long you waited for a quarterback in this and for this team, Gold? You've been a Chiefs fan your whole life. And you're just going to ship Mahomes away after 10 years? And I know it's more than 10 years because he's already had part of his career. But after 10 years, 10 more years, you're just going to let it wash away for an NBA or NHL team? I want both of those things, and I wouldn't do it.
Imagine there's a button in front of you right now. Just imagine it.
If that's the button, the option that caller just gave him out.
That button.
I don't press.
That hypothetical from Brad. Slamming the button.
Oh, my God.
Here's why. Hear me out for a second. You're right. We've already got 5 years of it. And he's the best quarterback we've ever seen in Kansas City. And he's going to go down to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. No question about that. But you say, in this scenario, I get 10 more years. So that puts him at age 35. Let's say he's got at least 2 more rings. That gives him 3 in his career. That puts him in very rare company. 3 championships to Kansas City. We've got 3 banners that are hanging suddenly. 4 in all, but 3 recently.
He'd be one of 5 quarterbacks ever to have 3-plus rings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the rest of our life, not only do we always have those memories of 3 rings and the greatest quarterback to play in Kansas City.
Of an NBA and NHL team to keep you warm. Is that where you're going?
We have the NBA and the NHL in this scenario. We get everything. Now, could he play another 5 years after that? Absolutely. I think we all expect that to be the case. But in this scenario, yeah, I'll take it.
You might be selling Patrick Mahomes' career short by a decade if you make that trade.
A lot of things can happen.
Look, I'm not
an NBA.
There aren't that many quarterbacks who played into their 40s in history, but I feel like that's getting ready to shift. Tom Brady is in his mid 40s.
I'm going to enjoy it.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be in his mid 40s before he hangs him up, unless, I don't know, he gets the Jeopardy gig.
Here's the thing. I want people to be honest with themselves for a second, too, though. Because if you just, there's plenty of people, we see it on the text line a lot, right? You talk NBA for 5 seconds and they hate it. That's why we don't talk NBA. There's some people that just don't like the NBA. So they would know, like, you know what I'm saying? No matter what, they just wouldn't take it.
If there was a team, I'd like to think some people who aren't NBA fans now would probably, and some people just don't watch the league. Some people hate it, like you said, but some people hate baseball and some people hate football. Like, everyone's going to have a sport they dislike.
Knowing that we're also in, for me personally, we're in sports talk radio. You're telling me suddenly I've got NBA to talk about and NHL and baseball.
From a selfish standpoint, it makes our job a lot easier.
And I also still had a 15-year career of Patrick Mahomes giving me 3 rings as a lifelong Chiefs fan. I mean, what talk about just what a beautiful world we're living in that scenario. So, yeah, I'd push the button in that hypothetical.
You'd have to give me so much
more. What do I have to do? What if I told you in this hypothetical from Brad the caller yesterday on the drive, instead of just age 35, but during the age 35, I told you he won 4 more rings. So there was 5 in total.
It's hard then, because then you're saying, because like right now, if you said lock in Patrick Mahomes' career, and he finishes with 5 total rings.
I mean, come on.
Probably lock it in. It's five Super Bowls.
You are foolish if you don't lock it in.
So I have to take it then, but I can't be guaranteed that. I need those other 10 years to win the 5, right? I don't know what it's going to take. I think they're going back to the Super Bowl this year, so maybe he'll have 2.
I'm giving it until his age 35 season.
It's not long enough, man. You watch this. You watch.
And what if I told you never?
It's way too much fun to watch play. I want to watch him in like Aaron Rodgers' age when he knows every single defense on planet Earth. And then still does all the absurd stuff he does. I'm counting on the opposite of what you're doing. You're saying like, hey, bank the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes will get me to Super Bowls. I'm going to bank the NBA and NHL team. And I'm saying that they're going to get an NBA team eventually in Kansas City anyway. So I'll just let Patrick Mahomes do his thing. He'll figure out the Super Bowls for me.
Mm.
Like I'll figure that out. I just need the time. Mm. Like you're actually banking one more.
What
thing
if I told you that they're? I'll increase because I'm just trying to see what it would take for you. If I told you, I'll go further on Brad's hypothetical where suddenly it is still till age 35, so 10 more years for Mahomes.
And it's the Pelicans and Zion's here?
No. then it's a NBA and NHL team. That's the only chance you have at getting it. And when Mahomes leaves at age 35, he suddenly is the owner of the NBA team.
I mean, that sounds good.
Does it make you feel better if he would never play again with any team?
Good for him. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I don't want this like he's just done in Kansas City at 35, but I got to go watch him somewhere else for a decade. Then there's
I'm hitting the button again and again and again. I'm taking the deal 3-4 times.
No, just.
I didn't say 5 years. Like 10 years.
I know, man. It's just I'm not.
Five years is a no. Absolutely no. Absolutely not. It's a no.
I wouldn't do it for 10. And the text line is evenly split. So
yeah. That's why it was a fun hypothetical from.
It works, but I'm out. You gotta really like one of those two sports.
Yeah,
or be in our position where like having more sports to talk about is not a bad thing.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We'll keep thinking about that. Keep the text coming in. Let's get to the weekend slate.
Weekend slate.
I'm already drinking my Casey Beer Company Kolsch, as we'd established.
The Kolsch is good. I've got the Hefeweizen, and it's the Bavarian style wheat ale. Fantastic.
I had like 17 minutes to finish this.
With the Kolsch. Yeah, you got to do that.
How long do you think it normally takes you to drink one beer?
It depends. If I'm outside by the pool, I can drink a beer pretty quick without even like feeling like I'm drinking it quick. Because if it's hot, like just out of the need for refreshment. Yeah.
And not like a Miller Lite. I'm talking about, you know, like a craft beer. How long do you think it takes you to drink one of those? 30 minutes?
I was going to say 20-25.
Just at a restaurant casually? Yeah. By the pool though, it's sped up. Like if I'm having the Pilsner that Casey Beer Company has, which of course is just like, all right, it's another fairly light beer, much like the Kolsch that you're having over there. Yeah, I can at the pool those go by very quickly. A little bit different if you start getting the heavier beers.
If you're curious what I'm up to this week.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Heading to the lake.
Ooh.
My brother has a lake.
Let me ask you this because Bink gave me a hard time.
They don't pay me lake house money. at 610 Sports Radio, but my brother gets paid lake house money at the bank he works at.
There you go.
So I'm going to head down to his lake house, ride his boat, sit in the sun.
There you go.
Drink alcohol. That's it. That's really my plan. My kids are coming down, so you know, I got to like mind myself a little.
The text line thinks we're crazy on the 30 minutes. We're saying if you're at a restaurant for a craft beer, like you're on a date or something. Anyway,
that's three beers an hour.
I asked Bink when it was last week. Bink told me he was going to the lake, and I said, "Oh, I kind of had a good idea which one he was going to, but I said which lake, and he thought that was crazy."
Well, he could be going to Viking or the Ozarks.
And the text line backed him up.
Smithville.
The text line backed him up and said, "If someone says they're going to the lake, you have to assume it's the Ozarks." And I said, "Kind of fair." So anyway, you're going to the Ozarks. You're going to the lake. That's going to be fun.
I am going to the Ozarks, but I don't think it's unreasonable. I'm with you on this. I don't think it's unreasonable to say which lake.
Texan says they drink a beer about every 10 to 15 minutes.
So what, you hammered in like 2 hours? That's like, I don't think, like, I think you think that in your brain, but that is legitimately 12 beers in 2 hours. So do you stop in between there where you don't get a new one open, or, because that's a lot of beers.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's always 20, 30 minutes. Obviously, sometimes they go down a lot faster.
Sometimes
they go down slower. I'm like, good God, did it really take me 46 minutes to drink this beer?
This beer that we just opened again, it'll be gone in 15 minutes because we're off the air in 15
minutes. I opened it at 1:35. It is half gone. So by that math, by the end of the show, it will be gone in 20 minutes while talking, mind you. So
yeah. No, again, by the pool or the lake, the beers start flowing a lot quicker. You're outside, you're by the lake, you're in the element and all that. For me, no, I'm going to going up to Omaha tomorrow. I'm excited about this because I have not been to the College World Series before. So I'm headed to the College World Series. Buddy mine's got tickets. Their family's had tickets for a while, going back to when it was at Rosenblatt and everything. Of course, now it's at TD Ameritrade Park or whatever it's called. And
that's where I went to watch the Royals win a game in Omaha a couple of years ago.
Oh, when they did the
Nicky Lopez hit a homer.
That's right. And so I'm going up there for the late game tomorrow night. That's the one I'm going to. So it'll be Vandy against Arizona. So
you're going to see future Kansas City Royals star Kumar Rocker, I see.
Yeah.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah. So I'm going to hopefully see Kumar Rocker or lighter pitch, and it'll be a good atmosphere. I'm looking forward to see kind of what that vibe's like, tailgate a little bit. I already decided I'm adopting Vandy for the weekend. I would have adopted Arkansas, but they're knocked out. They didn't make it, of course. So I'm adopting Vandy. And I've actually been on Vanderbilt's campus. So
I've been on Vanderbilt's campus.
So there you go. I can't wait.
What
excited.
What are you doing, Grant? You got big Father's Day plans?
I think we're just going to go out to eat or something lame.
I don't have anything planned with my dad. Does that make me a jerk?
Not a jerk, but on Sunday when I get back, probably what Grant kind of said, I'm probably going to just do dinner. I was texting with my twin sister about what gift we're getting. I got to go pick it up after the show today.
Did your dad listen to the show all day?
Oh, no. 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 Should he?
Oh, I don't know. Just asking before you like revealed what you got him.
Oh, no. And he wouldn't care anyway. But no, like I'm not going to build it. We're getting something. I mean, he'll like what we're getting. Something like, extreme or anything like that. Text line says College
Bungee
World Series.
Jumping lessons.
Yeah, text line says College World Series is a blast. Someone says not everybody's a pansy like you two drinking beer wise. Okay, go ahead and keep chugging the beers.
I don't even think I'm not Binkley, but I'm not like that bad about it.
This guy said he had 3 Guinness in 20 minutes. That's a lot.
Go for him.
I mean,
that's a lot.
I like just casually drinking.
Kudos.
Relax.
I'm not saying I've never had 3 beers in 20 minutes. I'm just saying that's not my normal pace.
There you go. Someone says sand volleyball equals at least 1 beer after every game. That seems pretty fair.
That's a good ratio. I got nothing against that.
Someone says playing in a softball tournament tomorrow. Wasn't aware it's going to be 100 plus degrees outside FML.
That's brutal. I'm sorry.
You're by the water, so you'll be good. I'm going to be a little warm
up
in Omaha.
I'm going to jump in the lake, and then I'm going to get back out of the lake and drink. It's going to be great. I just got to make sure I don't, like, you know, I bought Pedialyte just for, like, my kids.
Hold on. Hold on. Stop. Don't lie and say it's for the kids.
No, I bought it for them.
It's for you.
I'll drink Pedialyte.
It's for you.
I'm not above that. I've said that before, but it was for them.
But that's what I'm saying. It's for you. Let's be honest. You're the one that's going to drink in the Pedialyte.
I'm an adult. I know to drink water when I get hot. The Pedialyte is hangover stuff. Also,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, look, you're gonna I'm have not saying it day. Can't serve as a two benefit, but it was definitively bought for them. Okay. I'm not against drinking.
Now,
I'm not,
Pedialyte
I'm not
got
to admit.
Smart. They're starting to actually market it to adults. They have adult version of Pedialyte.
I don't know what the hell took them so long.
Yeah,
like, we've been using
it
as a hangover cure for a decade. I've been using it. I don't know what the hell's been taking them so long to think Pedialyte was not the move.
Yeah. What else are you guys doing this weekend? It's the weekend slate as we head into hopefully a good Father's Day weekend for everybody out there. 913.
Do I still have to do this opera thing? I guess
5767610.
How much time we got left in the show?
I mean, this now's about when you got to do it. Someone says they're doing a 5-hour kayaking tour outside Manhattan tomorrow. That sounds like awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. After I went rafting, now I'm all about the water sports stuff. I'm like, sure, let's do it. Let's do it.
I think we'll do some tubing. You know what? I've never done water skiing. You think I could do it?
No. I want video of that.
Really? No?
I want video of that.
I've tried water skiing. That's hard.
I want video of you water skiing.
You could probably get it if you had a few like hours, but immediately, no way.
I thought you were going to say he'd be better with
me. I'm a natural athlete.
Okay.
I want a 6'10 combine, Grant.
Okay.
I finished second in the other one, which is respectable. I mean, amongst this crew.
Hey, go for it. I just would like the video.
Someone says,
all.
Cody, don't forget your floaties. Lord knows you'll cramp up from your one beer an hour. Get that Pedialyte flowing. Do we really? I don't even know if I want to hear the opera thing.
Why not?
I mean,
I don't know. Now I'm like smiling, which makes it hard to sing.
You
no.
ready?
Let's just wait for the final word.
I'm just going to drink.
I'll do it for the final word.
I'm just
going
to drink the beer and enjoy the show.
Give me a minute. Just give us a someone second says, of silence.
Okay. Someone says they're doing a crawfish boil, pool, yard games, getting after it.
That
there you go.
Awesome.
There you go.
Royals will win today. They need a victory. Whit will hit a home run. We can do it finally. Do this for me today. Need one win again. Cody can sing opera. And
no,
drink
he
more.
No, he can't.
That's all I have for you.
Oh, no.
I did it.
No.
No one says I didn't do it.
No.
I said I would do it, and I did it. Let's get to the final word.
The final word. That'd be the last thing they hear from us today.
We can't just
for the weekend.
Pour the drive.
Text line says your opera song sounds like the J.G. Wentworth commercial.
That's a compliment. I take that as a compliment,
sir.
Oh,
my goodness.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. Look, I even remember that one. That's an effective jingle. There's no denying
it. Oh, my goodness. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Seriously, enjoy Father's Day weekend. Whatever you're doing, someone says, we all wish you didn't do that.
That's fair. That's reasonable.
Right there. Someone says, just stick to drinking beer. I think that's the plan. For the weekend, we're back.
I got a couple more drinks
in
this cold, so I'm trying.
On Monday from 10 to 2. Thanks to Grant for producing this show. Have a great weekend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.